With support from Democrats who control the state Senate, Doyle's been getting more assertive against handguns. At a Milwaukee news conference, he repeated his support for again allowing local governments, especially Milwaukee, to have gun laws tougher than the state. He also wants to share information with the federal government to prevent some mentally ill people from using firearms. Doyle wants background checks for all gun sales at gun shows and to require that all guns sold in the state mark bullets in order to help later police investigations. Finally, Doyle would ban purchase and possession of a firearm for people convicted of a misdemeanor involving a gun. Doyle calls the proposals basic common sense.
I think all of the proposals we've mentioned here don't in any way affect the ability of a law-abiding citizen to be able to own and possess a firearm. What these are directed at doing is to stop the sale of illegal firearms out onto the streets that are causing the kind of harm that we're witnessing.
Doyle's longtime opponent on gun issues doesn't care for most of the governor's package. Jim Fendry heads the Wisconsin pro-gun movement.
On the whole, what the governor is doing is pandering to the honest, decent citizens in the city of Milwaukee that are so often the victims of crime and live in a high crime area, suggesting proposals that would affect law-abiding citizens and doing nothing to help these people that live there.
Fendry does back efforts to keep firearms away from people subject to mental commitment orders, but he says the rest of the proposals are unfair or unworkable. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.